Intention, responsibility, how do you get off the hook? One of the hallmarks of a person who is not willing to learn is bringing unrelated questions or remarks to the conversation. I just listened to an hour-long presentation about a person who is very prolific. Prolific means that they have a high useful output. A prolific author writes more books than a garden variety author. I am considered prolific because of the number of articles, the number of courses I create is a matter of course. To be prolific, your number one requirement is to have intention, direction you set for yourself, effectiveness and efficiency. Meaning you do what is important, and you do it well and fast, awareness meaning each element is important. But what pulls it together is a who issue. And that is intention. Most people don't have intention. They want. They would like to. Maybe even set out to do something or be something. But intention is a higher function beingness. No amount of lower function activity actually turns on intention. You need to intend to intend. It sounds weird. Because the likelihood that you know how to intend is very low. You and billions of other people live in a culture where intending is not modeled by many, so you can't recognize it when you see it. You can't recognize the energy of intention. Intention is an energy. Effort versus intention. We know a character in Greek mythology who would be the perfect example for effort but no intention. The character is Sisyphus, who was condemned by the gods to do a hard and meaningless thing, day in and day out, and to never have any result. His activity, pushing a boulder up the slope, had no meaning. He could not intend, because intention needs a you and a meaning. Things don't have meaning, activities don't have meaning, what happens doesn't have meaning in and of itself. Life is empty and meaningless. All meaning comes from words. All meaning comes from someone speaking it, thinking it. Meaning is the great divider. In our intention training workshops, I have successfully taught people to turn on intention. It is not difficult. Unless you do what the attendees in the class in the beginning did. Instead of getting what is being taught, they bring what they already know about other things to the conversation. They bring what doesn't belong to the conversation. What will conveniently prevent them from having to be responsible for not using, not getting, not benefiting from what is taught. The level nearly all of humanity lives, the lower functioning part, is engaging in one thing earnestly. Nearly as if they had a secret intention, avoiding responsibility. Responsibility means being the cause, being at cause of everything. What I have found out, after 37 years of being both a student and a teacher of responsibility, is that unless you have intention, you can't and won't. Most people can't teach what they have without effort. It takes superhuman abilities to get that you have something that unless you can teach it, train it, people cannot do what you do. In my case, I think that was intention. The ever missing ingredient that I didn't know I had and others didn't. When I look at my life, it is now obvious that what allowed me to always straighten out my path was intention. Living though every doctor said I wouldn't. Getting sane and normal, emotionally healthy, although every psychologist and psychiatrist said I'd live my life out in a mental institution. Getting an education above and beyond a normal person, although everyone considered me a moron. Etc. etc. Long list. Intention was the saving grace. The energy that brought me back from the edge and saved me from annihilation. When in 1992, in a landmark seminar, we were asked to say what our biggest complaint was in life. Mine was, life is unbearable. I live on the edge, constantly afraid of falling off. It stretched me thin. It didn't give me a moment of respite. And I hated it. The second part of the assignment was to turn that complaint on its head and make it the best thing that can happen to us. Make it the foundation of our life's purpose. Now, hundreds, thousands of people have done that exercise, I assume, but I have never met another person who did it properly. Why? You needed intention. You needed to intend for that purpose to give meaning to the worst thing, your worst complaint, and therefore give meaning to your life. Intend. Not do the assignment like a homework. Do the assignment as saving grace. Intend for it to be saving grace. I did and I have a life now that makes sense to me. And I have a life that is a contribution to all who are able to hear me. Here is what I invented. The purpose of my life is, living on the edge, generating distinctions of transformation for humankind. Previously I lived on the edge, hating it, considering a curse. But after inventing that purpose, I suddenly had a job. The job to see what other people cannot see, because they are living in their comfortable life. The job to see what you can only see when your next moment isn't promised, isn't certain. Near-death experience? Everything I have in my 5,000 articles, hundreds of workshops, podcasts, would not have been possible without that purpose. And because I included humankind in my purpose, Musseltist says that only about 10% of what I've seen isn't documented at all. But really, what made it possible? What made it possible for me to move from utter misery and devastation to start to live a life I am proud of was intention. My vibration was 70 in 1992. It rose steadily as I grew to live my purpose fully. This growth wasn't instantaneous, by the way. It was more like a logarithmic scale. The famous hockey stick. Today I don't have to think about my purpose. It is who I am. But in the beginning I had to remember. Remembering my word is what Landmark calls existence. I shared my purpose with everyone who was willing to listen. And still do. Here I am sharing it. I am still touched, moved and inspired by it. Now, back to the presentation that brought this whole conversation up. The attendees at this presentation added unrelated conversations, what someone else said, etc. No one said, "I can see I don't use my time wisely. I can see I am not prolific." Everyone listened from, "How is this presentation trying to make me and my life wrong?" In Landmark, which I consider my alma mater, or mother, every time there was a meeting, someone was assigned to be the conversation manager. The job was simple but not easy. You needed to know what belonged to the conversation, catch what didn't, and gently cut off those contributions that didn't. Because most places are full of people who will resist, fight, avoid any effort to contain them, restrict them in the conversation. It is not an accident that I say teaching/training humans is like herding cats. The more things you bring to a training, discussion, that don't belong, the less trainable you are. In the intention training, some participants drag the connecting to source method to the conversation. The more you do that, the less effective your training is. Is it the human condition of wanting to avoid being cause making them do that? I ask source. And the answer is yes. If your story that you can't, that you are a victim justifies why you don't do, why you can't, why you don't produce, then pay attention, you'll have a lot of questions. You'll call that clarifying, but in fact they are a symptom of you not wanting to be responsible for anything. I cannot change you, but you can change yourself. A training, an energy cannot change you. But you can change yourself with doing what you learn, or using the energy. Until now you have been, maybe, Sisyphus whose actions were inconsequential. That darn boulder rolled back to the bottom of the slope. But even if it stayed on the top, so what? So until now you have had no intention and no meaning. And, of course, no result, and no satisfaction. When you looked at yourself, you didn't feel proud to be you. Learning to activate intention may become a line of demarcation for you. Like inventing my purpose was for me. You see, intention is what you need to have to create context, to create meaning, to choose a direction for yourself. Unfortunately, without intention none of those are life-affirming. They are just words that like smoke dissipate in thin air. So you continue living the life of Sisyphus, no meaning, no accomplishment, nothing to be proud of. Now, if I want my teaching, any of it, to make a difference, if I want my energies, any of them to make a difference, if I want to fulfill on my intention to cause an elevation of humans to the higher dimension, it is my duty to teach and train as many people to activate their intention as I possibly can. It costs money. For some of you too much. You know who you are. But unless you pay for it, you don't express even the little intention it takes to learn something. Something that can turn your life around if you apply it generously. So the money you pay serves two purposes. One, it allows me to pay for my life. I know you don't care. And I am okay with that. Two, it expresses that you have at least the kernel of intention to live a life befitting a human. Just so you know, thus far only 6 people signed up. So if you do, you can take pride in that you are a small minority of people, you are part of the best. And if you only like to do what the majority does, what the heck are you doing on my site? Go away. Really. When you register, you get immediate access to the recordings of previous trainings. And to boot, you get lifetime access to the live trainings. Get access to intention that gives you wings.